few years after the terrorist attacks of 9/11, Andrew Schneiders, a high school music teacher in Avon, decided to join the Indiana National Guard.
Here I was, 34 years old, semi-accomplished, family in the making, you know, had a five-year-old and a three-year-old, and things are going well, but we're in this war.
In 2009, Schneiders, with the Army branch of the Guard, was sent on a 13-month deployment to Balad, Iraq, with the 38th Combat Aviation Brigade. The stress of combat, not to mention the constant grind of 12 and 14-hour days, including a 10-month stretch without a single day off, took a toll.
You're getting shot at, and you're getting mortared. We got mortared all the time. That becomes the norm. We made a joke about it. When you first get there, and they yell incoming over the system or whatever, and the CRAM's going off, and you're running for the bunker. And then 2 months in, you walk to the bunker. And 3 months in, 5 months in, you're just taking a shower through it. And if you get popped, you get popped, whatever. You get this complacency and this numbing sensation sometimes of what's going on around you.
Schneiders was about halfway through his deployment when the U.S. announced an end to combat and a more intense focus on training Iraqi forces. The less intense pace gave him more time to think and more time to feel.
I started noticing a change, especially in my aggression. Things got dark. And at first it was just like, you know, you just accept it. You know it's coming. It's not a surprise. But when you can't shake it off, and then every day gets worse, and that violence comes out in you, maybe. I know a lot of people experience that and go through it. I know through therapy that I wasn't alone in those thoughts, you know. But at the time, I had to deal with it myself, because I'm all I had.
He also had his creativity. Schneiders began putting pencil to paper, finding solace in the sketches he drew of his surroundings.
You know, even though you got a big concrete blast wall in front of you, you're still seeing the scenery change and the colors and things, and then you start noticing that, and then you start drawing what you're seeing and filling that void and that time with the creativity part of it and allowing that to come out and, you know, making objects on paper and having that realization of there's still beauty left in the world.
When his tour ended, Schneiders returned to a once familiar world, but now everything normal, like cell phones, socializing, and driving in traffic, felt foreign and overwhelming.
You either want to be normal, so you fake your way out of it, or you just want to hide it and try to move on with life, but if you don't address it, it doesn't. I mean, maybe for some people it does, but for me, there came that time where I had to start addressing the issues and facing them.
Schneiders signed up for group art therapy at the Indianapolis VA Hospital, a pilot project spearheaded by Heron School of Art and Design Associate Professor and Art Therapist Juliet King and the VA's Dr. Brandy Lucky. Schneiders discovered illustrating his troubled Iraq experiences with art and then talking with his fellow vets about it was very healing.
It might be very dark or depressive, and you're just getting it out on the paper or constructing it with your hands. And in our group therapy, some guys and girls wouldn't say a word. They're quiet the whole time. But when we would get to the end and we would share, some of the emotion that they're putting into that project was like overwhelming at times. You're like, wow, they're really going through that? And then how neat was it to see them express that in art, you know, being creative with it, but even more so getting it out, getting on that healing path. That was motivating for me.
Art therapy is much more complex than just drawing a picture. Juliet King, the director of Heron's art therapy program, says art therapists are licensed mental health counselors, trained to understand how different art materials like paint and clay help people express different emotions and traumas, things they might not even be able to verbalize. And they're trained to understand metaphor and symbolism as it's connected to nonverbal communication.
What art therapy has the capacity to do is assist and support the nonverbal communication through the use of materials and media, and then through practice, be able to attach words to what those feelings are and to develop more of a cohesive and safe narrative to understand your experience.
Schneiders wants to continue healing and live in the present. He credits art therapy at the VA with helping him on his journey. The teacher in him hopes by sharing his story with other service members will inspire them to reach out and find their path to healing. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.